5. The Stitches of Virtue. Miss Hagmeyer strode into class on the second day of school just as the bell finished ringing. She looked pretty much the same as she had the day before: black cape, black dress, black lace-up boots, liver-colored pantyhose covering her skinny legs. There was, however, one minor costume change. P.W. was the first to spot it.
"Psst! Check out the glass eyes,"
he whispered to Leon, who in turn gave Lily Matisse a nudge. The yellow eyes had been swapped for a snow-white pair that had silver flecks surrounding their slit-shaped pupils. Miss Hagmeyer called the class to order with a wave of her instructional needle. After everyone was seated, she handed out medieval readers and said, "Let the apprenticeship begin. Turn to page 16 and review the section titled Medieval Ethics." There was a ruffle of pages and then silence. As the class worked its way through the assigned reading, Miss Hagmeyer unlocked her cabinet and removed a few supplies that she lined up on her desk. 5 minutes later, she said, "Okay, eyes up, readers down. Who can name one of the 7 deadly sins that ruled moral life in the Middle Ages?" Antoinette promptly raised her hand. The metal pointer pointed.
"Yes, Miss Breed?"
"Envy?"
"That's one," said Miss Hagmeyer. "Who can name another?"
"Murder?"
Henry Lumpkin shouted.
"Don't yell, Mr. Lumpkin, and no, murder is not a deadly sin."
"Greed?"
said P.W. "Yes, greed is good. What about you, Mr. Zeisel?"
Before Leon could respond, Henry Lumpkin caused another ruckus, this time by releasing a bodily noise that caused titters to spread throughout the room.
"Flatulence is not a deadly sin either," Miss Hagmeyer scolded.